These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. And welcome to The Chase. Today's team of four total strangers believe they have what it takes to beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds. Do they? Let's meet the team.
I'm Dave, I'm 30, I'm a chef from Barnsley.
I'm Vicky, I'm 32, and I'm a stay-at-home mum from Newport.
I'm Leslie, I'm 43, I'm a graphic design consultant from Middlesex.
I'm Toby, I'm 43, I'm a football supporter service advisor from Manchester.
That's the team. One by one, they've got to win as much money as they can, bring it safely down the table and into the team prize fund. As ever, hunting them down every step of the way is the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is out of the game. But if they make it back, they go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of that total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's Dave. Welcome, Dave.
How are you doing?
I'm not bad, mate. Thank you. Barnsley.
Aye.
Aye. Have you got any children?
I've got one and one on the way.
Oh, really? That's excellent stuff. If you won some money, what would you do with it?
I want a bit of stability and something to give to the kids later on in the year, so it's probably going to go for a house.
Great. All right, well, let's see what we can do. This is how it works. 1 minute quick-fire questions. Each correct answer is worth £1,000. I wish you luck. Your time starts now. What fruit did William Tell shoot off his son's
head with a...
Correct. Which character first said, "Go ahead, make my day," in the film Sudden Impact?
Pass.
Dirty Harry. The Cricket on the Hearth is an 1845 Christmas book by who?
Pass.
Charles Dickens. Do the Conga and Agadoo were hits for what pop group?
Black Lace.
Correct. If you ordered moules in a French restaurant, what would you get?
Morsels.
Correct. Which Spanish cyclist won his third Tour de France?
Miguel Indurain.
No, it's Alberto Contador. What daily newspaper is nicknamed the Tory Graph?
Telegraph.
Correct. Which King of England was the target of the gunpowder plot?
James I.
Correct. Who won a Best Actor Oscar for playing the title role in Capote?
Pass.
Philip Seymour Hoffman. Nancy Spungen was the girlfriend of which Sex Pistol?
Pass.
Sid Vicious. Nicknamed the Cherries, what football club plays at Dean Court?
Pass.
Bournemouth. Psychologist Dr. Phil McGraw found fame on what talk show? Pass. Oprah. In the nursery rhyme, who is described as quite contrary?
Mary Mary.
Correct. George W. Bush proving... Well, there you go. £6,000, Dave. That's not bad, is it?
It'll do for now.
What we've got to do now, of course, is get you and it through to the final chase. It's time to face the chaser. But who, Dave, will you be up against today? Will it be Mark Labette? There he is, the beast. Part-time quiz fiend, part-time maths teacher, which adds up to full-time trouble. Or will it be Anne Hegarty, hard-nosed harridan, who's going to hurry down the board to catch you? Or will it be Sean Wallace, suave, smooth, top criminal barrister? He puts the ooh in judicial. Who do you fancy taking on, or who scares you the most?
The man who scares me the most is Sean.
Right.
He is... He's more of an animal than a beast.
Really?
He is. And the one I really want to see is Anne.
Really? You want to take on
I've
Anne?
I've seen her before, and she gulps like a stranded guppy fish. I can have it.
You can?
I can.
Let's bring on the chaser. It's the one and only. It's the Dark Destroyer. It is barrister Sean Wallace.
Hello, Dave.
Afternoon.
You just insulted my fellow chaser.
I wouldn't say insulted, I would just say more described.
Well, I'm here to defend her honour.
Very gentlemanly of you.
The gloves are obviously off. Dave, as always, you get a three-step head start on the chaser. There you are. Put your money on the table. There's your £6,000. If you wish to take a step closer to home, the chaser will offer you...
£1,000.
However, if you want to take a step closer to the chaser and really take him on...
If you want that dream home, £18,000.
Get in. You better turn around, have a chat with your team.
Shaky start, guys, but...
Depends how confident you feel, Dave.
After that start?
Well,
it can only get better.
I think it, because of some of the questions, if you'd have had them in front of you, you'd have known them.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah. I think 18,000 is a nice amount of money, but 6,000 is a nice amount to put in the bank to start us off.
And you do want to be in it at the end.
I do.
Thank you, team. OK, Dave. So, Dave, it's your decision. Gambling
man?
I'll
stay with £6,000.
Oh, I thought you were going to go for it then. I really did. You had a look in your eye.
That's a recipe for disaster.
So, let's bring that money home. Dave, you will answer the same questions at the same time as the chaser. If you get a question correct, you will take a step closer to home. However, if you get it wrong, you stay where you are, giving the chaser the chance to close the gap. If you're caught, you know the money is gone and you're out of the game. Are you ready?
I am.
For £6,000, the chase is on. Good luck, mate. Here comes the first question. Do the Boys' Hall is an important location in which Dickens novel? Is it A, Nicholas Nickleby, B, Oliver Twist, or C, Bleak House? You put Bleak House. You know your Dickens stuff?
Not at all.
Just a guess.
Absolute guess.
Right, well, let's put you out of your misery. The correct answer is Nicholas Nickleby. You're staying where you are, giving the chaser the chance to close the gap. The chaser has put... Yes, straight away. Not a good start. Here's the next question. Which of these composers was born first? Was it A, Britten, B, Brahms, or C, Beethoven? You put Brahms. Another guess?
Do you know something? I'm starting to feel like I shouldn't be on here. Yes, I guess.
Well, listen, plenty of people have guessed and made it all the way back. Correct answer is Beethoven. Unlucky. You're staying again where you are. The chaser's put. Yes, Beethoven, and closes the gap immediately, breathing down your neck.
1770 to 1827.
Thank you very much. Got to start getting these right, mate. Here's your next question. Together with co-presenter Johnny Vaughan, who left The Big Breakfast in 2001? Is it A, Gabby Roslin, B, Denise Van Outen, or C, Kelly Brook? You put Denise Van Outen. Pretty confident there?
I'm fairly confident. I was never a big watcher, but I do seem to remember something about them both leaving.
Correct answer is... Yes, well done. Up and running. Bit of confidence now. That's good. The chaser has put... Also, Denise Van Outen.
Very used to watch it every morning. Very entertaining it was.
Here's the next question. Which acid is produced by the body during anaerobic exercise? Is it A, lactic? Is it B, uric? Or is it C, ethanoic? You put lactic.
Absolutely certain on this one.
Certain?
If it turns out to be wrong, I'll look fairly stupid.
The correct answer is... Excellent, lactic acid it is. And now we're sort of doing all right. We're on a roll. The chaser has put... Also, lactic acid, and stays that step behind. Here's the next question. The word taboo comes from which language? A, Turkish, B, Tongan, or C, Thai? You put Thai.
I seem to remember reading something about the origin of the word taboo.
But not Turkish or Tongan?
Not as far as I know, but then it couldn't be Thai either.
You put Thai, the correct answer is... Tongan. Ouch. Got to stay there with our £6,000. We've got to pray this is wrong. If he's right, we're wiped out and we're immediately out of the game. The chaser has put... Tongan. Dave, that is an early, early exit. I am so sorry.
Thanks for the game, chaser.
Dave?
My pleasure.
I'm sorry, you have been caught, and for you, the chase is over. Wow, that was quick.
I'm in a very determined mood. I'm not mucking about today.
So, they're in trouble, I think. He's really got the hump. Come back and find out what happens on the chase in a minute, because next up, it's Vicky. Next to face the chaser, it's Vicky. Welcome.
Thank you.
Full-time mum? How many kids?
Two.
Two?
Yeah.
Any time for hobbies or anything?
Yeah, I kickbox.
You kickbox?
I do, yeah. I'd rather fight him than
really?
Go against him. The question is, yeah. Yeah, I'm much more comfortable with the fighting.
Is it like a belt in judo you have and stuff?
Yeah, I'm a green belt with a brain tip, which means my next belt is my brain.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah, next is black. So, yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. So you're in fighting form?
I am in fighting form.
Well, that's good. 1 minute quick fire questions. Good luck. Your time starts now. In the Disney cartoon film, what animal is Dumbo?
An elephant.
Correct. The autobiography of which Rolling Stone is called Life?
Pass.
Keith Richards. Millie, Miles, Anna and Egg were housemates in what 90s drama series?
Pass.
This Life. Members of what profession are trained at the Peel Centre in Hendon?
Pass.
Police. What device for fastening a coat is a crosspiece that passes through a loop?
A toggle.
Correct. What dance craze was inspired by a 96 hit for Los Del Rio?
Lambada.
The Macarena. During a Grand Slam tennis match, how many ball boys and girls are on court?
Four.
Six. Which actor was born Archibald Alexander Leach in 1904?
Pass.
Cary Grant. Australian Lindy Chamberlain claimed her baby was taken by what?
A hyena?
No, a dingo. What duo was stripped of their 1990 Grammy for not singing on their records?
Sonny and Cher.
Milli Vanilli. What name for a tapestry style... Whoa, wow, wow. Well, there you go. It's tough when it's coming at you thick and fast.
Yeah.
Your mind goes a blank, I understand.
Yeah.
£2,000, Vicky. But you never know.
Might
you
get a great offer.
Absolutely, that's what it's about. It's time to face the chaser.
Good afternoon, Vicky.
Good afternoon.
You've got a very lovely smile.
Thank you very much.
Well, it's not going to get you anywhere with me.
We'll see.
Green belt, brown tip, kickboxer. Watch it, mate.
Well, I'm the champion at Tiddlywinks in Monk's Park.
As always, Vicky, get a three-step head start. That's your £2,000. If you want to take a step closer to home, he will offer you...
£500.
But if you take a step closer to him, he will offer you...
£10,000.
£10,000. Have a chat with your team.
What do you think?
Have you been playing a devious game where you've been...
Have I lulled him into a false sense?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Then go for 10,000, but otherwise, we want you back here.
Yeah, we need some money in the pot, Vicky.
Yeah.
So, but we do need you back here.
Right.
Fair enough. Thank you, team. OK.
Thank you.
Right, Vicky, your decision?
The 10 is really tempting. But on my previous form, I think I'm going to stick with the 2.
Fine, that's great. Take away the other amounts. Chaser.
Oh, well, I'm in a very combative mood, as you can hear.
And so are we, aren't we, Vicky?
We are, you can bring it on.
Right, for £2,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. What is the postcode for the Bristol area? Is it A, B, L? Is it B, B, R? Or is it C, B, S? You put... BR.
Yes, I did.
I know you did. Do you think that's right?
I have no idea it's right. I'm pretty sure it's not BS.
It's literally across the bridge.
It's not my postcode. I'm pretty sure it's not BS, though.
Right. Correct answer is...
What's BS?
I'm astonished for a person who lives in Newport.
I know. It's just literally down the street. Don't worry. You've got to stay where you are. The chaser has put... Yes. But yes, it is. Never mind. It's not a big deal. Come on. Let's start getting them right. Here's your next question. Which actress made an early film appearance in Lassie Come Home? Was it A, Grace Kelly, B, Elizabeth Taylor, or C, Lana Turner? You put... Lana Turner.
Well, I don't like Lassie.
Don't you?
Makes me cry, and I don't watch anything that makes me cry. Well, I don't watch anything that makes me feel uncomfortable.
Well, don't watch this back, love. Correct answer is... Liz Taylor.
Oh,
it's not good. Got to stay where we are. The chaser has put... Yes, Elizabeth Taylor.
Exactly.
Here's your next question. What was the first name of Leonard Rossiter's character Rigsby in the TV sitcom Rising Damp? Was it A, Roger, B, Rupert, or C, Reginald? You put Roger.
I did.
You have?
Again, not sure. Before my time, really. Not old enough.
Roger's got to be right. If it is, we're still in the game. If it's wrong, he loves this stuff. The correct answer is Rupert. I was with you. All right. We're staying where we are with our £2,000. If the chaser is right, Vicky, we're out of the game. Another early exit. He's on fire today. Let's be wrong. Please be wrong. The chaser has put Rupert, it is. Oh, Vicky. Oh, no.
Nothing good.
I used to watch it every Sunday night. Do you know who his wife was called? Veronica.
Oh, thank you very much. That's a wonderful nugget we're not really interested in. Vicky, I'm so sorry. You have been caught. For you?
Thank you.
The chase is over.
Thank you.
It's funny she didn't run up the table and go...
Well done.
Next to face the chaser, it's Leslie. Welcome.
Hello.
Ooh. Two dispatched very quickly there.
Very, very quickly, yeah.
Yes, yes. You have really got to pull your socks up there for the team, you and Toby now. So, if you won some money, what would you do with it?
Well, at the minute, my car needs a lot of repair work to it. Or if I had a little bit more, I'd like to go on holiday.
Great stuff. Where would you go on holiday?
Well, I don't know. I mean, working for myself, I've got more chance for holiday at the minute than West Ham ever winning the league. So, anywhere nice and hot would be good.
Very, very good. You're a West Ham fan?
I am, for my sins, yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you? You're originally from East London, that
I
way?
I am originally from East London.
Are you? What part?
From Upton Park, right behind the ground.
Oh, right, right by the ground. Yeah, very, very good. As much cash as we can. Let's get cracking, shall we? Against the clock. I wish you luck, Leslie.
Thank you.
Your time starts now. What's the long platform that models walk along on a fashion show? Correct. What country was the first to use poisonous gases in World War I?
Germany.
Correct. Pelham Grenville were the first names of which novelist and humorist?
Pass.
P.G. Woodhouse. Which England striker won the Golden Boot at the 86 World Cup?
Oh, Alan Shearer?
No, Gary Lineker. What Beatles song is named after a type of spiral fairground slide?
Oh, spiral fairground... Pass.
Helter Skelter. Oh. What tradesman would use a wooden block called a last?
A carpenter?
No, cobbler. In maths, what letter describes the vertical axis on a graph?
Vertical is Y.
Correct. Ich Dien is the motto of which member of the royal family?
Prince Charles.
Correct. What loud noise occurs when an aircraft passes through the sound barrier?
Pass.
Sonic boom. Which historical figure was played by Mel Gibson in Braveheart?
Pass.
William Wallace. The rapper Wyclef Jean was born in what Caribbean country?
Haiti.
Correct. Which children's character declares... Oh, and you knew some of them. I could see
I know,
see
but
it.
I didn't know. I didn't want to waste time.
But £5,000 anyway.
That's not bad.
That's not bad at
That's
all.
That's something.
Yeah, let's get it back through to the final chase with you, shall we?
Yeah,
it's so. Time to face the chaser.
Bring him on.
West Ham fan, are you?
I am, Sean.
I'm Chelsea.
Oh! Hate you even more now.
It's all good. It's all good. I love it.
Only banter, Sean. Only banter.
Don't try and backtrack now, Leslie.
Leslie, let's put some money on the table, girl. Here's your 5K. Take a step closer to home. The chaser will offer you
£1,000.
Take a step closer to him. He will offer you
£20,000.
Have that.
Very tempting.
Right, better have a chat with your team.
I better have a chat with.
There's only one left.
What's left of him? What do you think, Toby?
As much as I'd love to see you bring £20,000 back here, he hasn't dropped a question.
I know.
Not a single one. And I'm really worried.
Yeah.
Thanks, Toby. Come along then, Leslie. What are we going to do, mate?
Thanks for the offer. It's very kind. I'm going to stick with five.
Fair play to you, love.
Fair play.
For £5,000, the chase is on. Good luck, mate. Here comes your first question. Quarterback is a position in which sport? Is it A, American football, B, baseball, or C, basketball? You put Yeah, American football, happy with that?
Yep.
The correct answer is... American football it is. We take a step closer to home. The chaser has put... Yes, American football. Oh, gridiron.
Yeah, gridiron. My favourite quarterback of all time was...
Dan Marino.
No, mine was John Elway, because he is the most successful one.
Great stuff. Here's your next question. The advertising slogan, good to the last drop, was created for which product? Was it A, Guinness Stout, B, John Smith's Bitter, or C, Maxwell House Coffee? Right, Leslie, you put Guinness Stout.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking it might not be now. I was torn between A and B.
Correct answer is... Maxwell House Coffee. Got to stay where we are. Will he know it? The chaser has put... Yeah, Maxwell House Coffee. Here's next question. Tony Hadley is the frontman for which band? A, Spandau Ballet. B, Duran Duran. Or C, Roxy Music. You put... Spandau Ballet.
Yeah.
What a fantastic voice.
Yeah.
The correct answer is... Spandau Ballet, of course it is. Good old Tone. We come a step closer to home. Look at Misery Cuts up there. The chaser has put... Spandau Ballet.
You know why I like Tony Hadley as well?
Go on.
We share the same birthday.
Really?
That's something I'd never
know. No, I know. They're almost twins.
I'll send him a card, actually.
Yeah.
Only that he's better looking.
Yeah.
No, don't take it away from yourself. You're right, he is better looking.
Yeah.
Here's the next question. Which country boasts the most westerly point on the British mainland? A, England, B, Scotland, or C, Wales? You've put Scotland.
I wish I hadn't now. We should put Wales.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm thinking of Scottish Islands and it says mainland.
Well, hey, we're in for a penny now.
Yep.
The correct answer is...
What a guess.
How did we end up there?
I don't know, but I love Scotland now.
Well, anyway, we get a step closer to home. It's fantastic. The chaser has put... I'll be wrong. Next question. Pinchbeck, used as an imitation gold in jewellery, is an alloy of copper and which other metal? Is it A, iron, B, tin, or C, zinc? You've put... tin.
Complete guess.
Really?
Yep.
OK. Correct answer is... zinc. Ouch, got to stay where we are. Will he know it? The chaser is put... and looms up behind us one step there.
Yeah, the creator, his name was Pinchbeck. He's an actual person.
Ah, right.
I'm one behind you now.
Oh, now I can see.
We can still get away. Here's next question. London Theatre's most prestigious awards are named after which actor? Is it A, John Gielgud? Is it B, Laurence Olivier, or is it C, Alec Guinness? You put Laurence Olivier.
Yep. Fairly confident on that one.
Yep, good. Correct answer is... indeed, Laurence Olivier, the Olivier Awards. Brings you a step closer to home. And the chaser has put... also, Laurence Olivier stays one step behind us. Right. Here's what I'm hoping is going to be your last question. Come on, Leslie, we can do it. The Reign of Terror took place during which period of unrest? Was it A, Spanish Civil War, B, French Revolution, or C, American Civil War? You put... French Revolution.
Yeah. Guess.
A guess?
Yeah, I did it at school but didn't pay attention.
Well...
wish I had now.
Yeah, I know. Right, if it's right, we're going through. If it's wrong, I have a feeling we're going to get caught and we're out of the game. To go through with 5 grand, Leslie, you'll have have to wait. We'll find out after the break. Welcome back. Leslie here. Skin of our teeth, we're hanging on to the $5,000. Here it is. Before the break, I asked her the question. The Reign of Terror took place during which period of unrest? Now, Leslie said that it was the French Revolution. If she's right, we're through. If she's wrong, I have a feeling we're going out. Come on, Leslie. Fingers crossed, girl. Begging you to go through. Gotta happen. Correct answer is... Yes, get in. Brilliant. Well done. Fantastic. Skin of our teeth there.
Well played, Leslie.
Thank you, Sean.
Yeah. You've only just made my mood worse.
Leslie, well done, mate. Go and take your seat in the final chase. Very good.
Good chase.
Yeah, good chase. Really enjoyed that. Well, next to face the chaser, it's Toby or not Toby. That is the question. Welcome.
Thank you.
Now, this is an odd thing you do. You're a football supporter service advisor.
That's correct.
What's that?
After you've bought a ticket, if you need to do anything, move your seat, bring extra people, anything that needs changing, then I'll do it.
Oh, right. And are you associated to one particular club? Or is
yes,
it...
I work for Manchester City.
Oh, right. And down at Eastlands. What a cracking ground that is. Fantastic. So, if you won some money, what would you do with it?
I've always got a cruise that needs paying for. We go on about 2 cruises a year.
Do you?
Yeah.
I love cruising.
We love cruising.
I absolutely love it. What's the nicest place you've ever been to on a ship?
Alaska.
Really?
Yeah. You see the glacier just there off the side of the ship. It's just amazing.
Well, let's see if we can get you on another cruise, shall we, Toby? Good luck, mate. Questions against the clock. Each one is worth £1,000. Your time starts now. What type of hat is most associated with Sherlock Holmes?
Deerstalker.
Correct. AG Barr is the only manufacturer of what Scottish soft drink?
Iron Brew.
Correct. Which singer hit chat show host Russell Harty after he turned his back on her?
Grace Jones.
Correct. What word links a leather shoe and a strong Irish accent?
Brogue.
Correct. What John Hughes film is about a group of students serving on a Saturday detention?
Breakfast Club.
Correct. Which French chemist proved the germ theory in the 1860s?
Pasteur.
Correct. What stick is used by a conductor to direct an orchestra?
Baton.
Correct. Mossad is the secret intelligence service of what country?
Israel.
Correct. The Viking is the nickname of what darts world champion?
Pass.
Andy Fordham. Which actress was famous for the line, I want to be alone?
Marlene Dietrich?
No, it's Greta Garbo. Who built the first successful petrol-driven car in 1885?
Ford.
Carl Benz. The statue of Christ the Redeemer overlooks which Brazilian city?
Rio de Janeiro.
Correct. What's the name of a bag in which leftover food? Well, there you go. Brilliant effort. 9,000. $9,000. Very, very good indeed. All we've got to do is get it and you alongside Leslie, haven't we? Time, Toby, to bring on the chaser.
Good afternoon, Toby.
Good afternoon.
That was an impressive performance.
Yeah, well...
You cruised through those questions.
Apart from a couple I got wrong.
Now you're going to hit an iceberg.
Very good. Let's put some money on the table, mate. There's your 9K. If you want to take a step closer to home, the chaser will offer you...
A very respectable £2,000.
However, if you want to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you...
You can cruise around the world for £30,000.
Have a chat with Leslie, Toby.
I wasn't expecting that.
I wasn't expecting that either.
So. I want you back here with me, and I think, although 30 grand would be lovely, I can't face him again on my own.
OK, Toby. Thank you, Leslie. What do you think?
I'm not much of a gambling man, unfortunately, and I'm going to stick with the £9,000.
Sure?
I'm sure.
Chaser?
It's a shame, because I think you've got a lot to offer. I think it would have been a good battle at 30.
Toby, for £9,000, the chase is on. Good luck, mate.
Thank you.
Here comes your first question. Which of these prime ministers gave his name to a style of black hat? Was it A, Anthony Eden, B, Edward Heath, or C, Stanley Baldwin? You put Stanley Baldwin. Pretty confident?
No.
Guess?
Totally.
Correct answer is... Ouch! Wrong way. Staying where we are. The chaser has put... Yes, Anthony Eden.
Can't you see me at Homburg?
Hang on a minute.
Why is it called a Homburg?
Why is it called a Homburg then if his name's Anthony Eden?
The Hom... It was.
See what's happened there? You're making it up as you're going along.
I don't make things up.
But it's a Homburg hat. It's not an Eden hat, is it?
It's the correct answer, though, and that's more important.
Here's your next question. Which flowering plant gets its name from the Latin word for sword because of its sword-shaped leaves? Is it A, Narcissus, B, Gladiolus, or C, Delphinium? You put Gladiolus. Sure?
Well, I was going with the fact that gladiators had a sword and maybe the gladiator was named after the sword.
Yep.
So, therefore, gladiolus would make sense.
Absolutely. Correct answer is... Oh, get in. Let's see what the chaser put. Yes, also gladiolus.
It's a bright man.
Brilliant. Here's your next question. Plutocracy is ruled by what type of people? A, the clergy, B, the wise, or C, the rich? You put the wise.
It's a total guess.
Right. Correct answer is... Staying where we are. The chaser has put... Rich.
Yeah, from Greek mythology, I think it's Plutus, which means wealth.
Right.
I'm one behind you now, and I'm not mucking about.
Here's the next question. William Wordsworth, Samuel Taylor, Coleridge, and which other poet made up the trio known as the Lake Poets? Was it A, Percy Shelley, B, Robert Southey, or C, Robert Browning? You put Robert Southey. I've got a horrible feeling this is another guess, isn't it?
It is another guess. Slightly educated, because I was pretty sure it wasn't Percy Shelley. And Browning, for some reason, I'm thinking London.
Right. Correct answer is, to stay in the game of 9K, come on. Brilliant. Well done. Sigh of relief. Well done, mate. Well done. Step closer to home. The chaser's put. Yeah, Robert Southey.
He's right about Robert Browning, the London connection, Wimpole Street.
Thank you for that. Here's the next question. In the film Love Actually, which actor's character falls for his Portuguese maid? Is it A, Alan Rickman, B, Hugh Grant, or C, Colin Firth? You put Colin Firth. Ever seen the film?
Sadly, I have.
Have you? Is that true? Is that it? You're quite confident?
No.
Oh, really?
Yep. Don't remember the story at all.
Let's have a look, shall we? Correct answer is... Well done, old boy. Very good. Step closer to home. Let's see what the chaser put. Oh, he's got it wrong. Result. Yes. Have you not seen the film?
I haven't, actually, no.
No? All right, well, there you go. If you haven't seen the film, it's just a wild guess, I guess.
No, it wasn't a wild guess.
It wasn't a wild guess.
I knew those actors were in the film, but I just
took a punt.
Of course I got it wrong.
So it was a guess?
You're right. It was a guess.
See what's happened there? See what's happened? Here's the next question. Which London building features on the cover of Pink Floyd's album Animals? Is it A, BT Tower, B, St Paul's Cathedral, or C, Battersea Power Station? You put Battersea Power Station.
I think that's right.
Yeah?
I can see it.
The correct answer is... Oh, yeah, brilliant. One step from home with your 9K. It's fantastic. Let's see what the chaser put. Yes, Battersea Power Station.
Yes, quite correct.
Well done. Here is your next question. One more and we're out. Come on, let's get this one right. Which American president had the middle name Burchard? Is it A, Chester Arthur, B, James Garfield, or C, Rutherford Hayes? You put James Garfield.
Guess.
I've never even heard of any of them. That's sad, isn't it? Right, if this is right, we're through. Correct answer is, come on. Oh, Rutherford Hayes. All right, we've got to stay where we are. The chaser is put. Yeah, Rutherford Hayes. He's one step behind us again. It's the same situation Leslie was in. Exactly the same, isn't it?
Yeah. Come on, Toby.
Yeah, exactly the same. Here's your next question. Which of these Wimbledon champions was born last? Was it A, Pat Cash, B, Leighton Hewitt, or C, Pete Sampras? You've put Leighton Hewitt.
I'm thinking Pat Cash is probably the oldest.
Yeah.
Then Pete Sampras and then Leighton Hewitt. But sport, even though I work in sport, is not my subject.
Well, come on. Good luck, mate.
Thank you.
The correct answer is... Yes, get in there. Come on. Put it there, mate.
Thank you very much.
Well done, Toby. Tremendous. Chaser.
Well played, Toby. Look forward to seeing you in the final, Leslie.
Thank you very much indeed, Toby. It's exhausting. Honestly, it's exhausting. Go and join Leslie. There you are. It's £14,000. Go and take your seat in the final chase there, mate. Well, unbelievable. Two exhausting chases.
Hopefully they'll be tired by the end of the final chase.
Well, they must have taken something out of you, surely.
Absolutely not.
Well, Leslie and Toby, you've made it through to the final chase, the total prize fund of 14 grand, 7K each. Are they going to take it home, or will the Dark Destroyer bring them down to Earth? Find out in a minute on The Chase. So, welcome back to The Chase. Leslie and Toby have made it through to the final chase. There is 14 grand in the prize fund. Now on the buzzer and against the clock, they must answer as many questions as they can. Each right answer takes them a step further away from the chase, and then the chaser will have the same amount of time to try and catch Toby and Leslie. If he does, they leave with nothing. However, if he doesn't, Leslie and Toby will go home with 7 grand each. Ooh, how about that?
That'd be lovely, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
What do you think your chances are?
Fair to middling.
Fair to middling. Good. Toby, Leslie, two of you are through, so you get a two-step head start on the chaser. Right? Your time starts now. What famous racehorse spells murder backwards?
Toby.
Red rum.
Correct. What colour is the cross on the flag of Switzerland?
Leslie.
White.
Correct. Whose novel Lace was published in 1982?
Toby.
Pass.
Shirley Conran. In World War II, what were offlags and stalags?
Toby.
Prisons.
Yes, correct. Perrier water comes from what country?
Leslie.
France.
Correct. What's a native of Ghana called?
Toby.
Ghanaian.
Correct. What word connects a warm, dry wind with a type of helicopter?
Leslie.
Pass.
Chinook. What American political party is known as the GOP?
Toby.
The Republicans.
Correct. Who had the catchphrase, Hi-ho, Silver?
Leslie.
The Lone Ranger.
Correct. Which monarch was known as the Virgin Queen?
Toby.
Elizabeth I.
Correct. What's the largest island of the Caribbean?
Toby.
Cuba.
Correct. What racecourse hosts the Ebor Festival?
Leslie.
Pass.
York. What sort of animal is a whippet?
Leslie.
Dog.
Correct. What French car company makes the 2CV?
Leslie.
Citroën.
Correct. Hair and fingernails are made of what protein?
Toby.
Keratin.
Correct. Montgomery is the capital of what US state?
Leslie.
Pass.
Alabama. Who was the first man to walk on the moon?
Toby.
Neil Armstrong.
Correct. What fictional bear is adopted by the Brown family?
Leslie.
Paddington.
Correct. What ship did Jason sail to find the Golden Fleece?
Leslie.
The Argonaut.
No, that's wrong. It's the Argo. What items are collected by a numismatist?
Toby.
Coins.
Correct. What musical note lasts half as long as a quaver?
Toby.
Semiquaver.
Correct. What gas forms about 20% of the air?
Toby.
Oxygen.
Correct. What nationality was the writer Voltaire?
Leslie.
French.
Correct. What Italian cheese name means beautiful country?
Toby.
Roquefort.
Bel Paese. What grey dog is Sooty's sidekick?
Leslie.
Sweet.
Correct. Garda referred to the police of what country? Oh, nearly got it in. 21, though. That's not bad at all. I think that's more than fair to middling, if you don't mind me saying.
All right.
Yeah, could be really, really good. So, the team are 21 steps ahead. It's that time. Let's bring back the chaser. Well then, 21 steps. Can you catch them?
I'd like to think so.
Right, there you are. Remember, if the chaser gets a question wrong, I will offer it to the team. They get it right, they will push the chaser back one step. Let's see if 21 steps is enough. It's time for the final chase. Chaser, your time starts now. What does the internet acronym FAQ stand for?
Frequently asked question.
Correct. Who wrote the novels Silas Marner and Middlemarch?
George Eliot.
Correct. The Mormon Church is based in what US state?
Utah.
Correct. Who was the Roman god of metalworking and fire?
Vulcan.
Correct. Haarlem and Eindhoven are cities in what country?
Holland.
Correct. In the TV series, what animal was Gentle Ben?
Bear.
Correct. In what decade was the United Nations founded?
1940s.
Correct. Which French sculptor created the Statue of
Rodin.
Liberty? Stop the clock.
It was the gift from the French people, but...
Need an answer?
Pass.
It's Bartaldi. Never mind. Chaser. Your time starts again now. Which Batman sidekick is known as the Boy Wonder?
Robin.
Correct. What rugby union team are nicknamed the Barbars?
Barbarians.
Correct. Broiling is the American term for what cooking method?
Grilling.
Correct. The city of Chester lies on what river?
Dee.
Correct. What type of bird is a peregrine?
Falcon.
Correct. Helium gets its name from the Greek for what?
Sun.
Correct. Actress Diana Fluck was better known by what name?
Diana Dawes.
Correct. Who composed the opera Die Fledermaus?
Mozart.
Stop the clock, that is wrong.
We're going to go with Wagner.
Is wrong. Correct answer is Strauss. Johann Strauss. Your time, chaser, starts again now. Newquay is in what county?
Devon.
Start the clock. That is wrong.
It's Cornwall.
Cornwall.
Is correct. Pushing back one pace. Chaser now needs 8 to catch you. Chaser, your time starts again now. Which TV family owns South Fork Ranch?
The Ewings.
Correct. What organisation publishes the Good Beer Guide?
Campaign for Real Ale.
Yes, correct. Which Labour MP married Ed Balls in 1998?
Ed Cooper.
Correct. What establishment manufactures British coins?
The Royal Mint.
Correct. Traders Gate is found at what London landmark?
Tower London.
Correct. What Latin term means according to the rate?
Pro rata.
Correct. Which woman wrote the novel Cold Comfort Farm?
Stella Gibbons.
Correct. Dover is a variety of what flatfish?
Sole.
Correct. Whoa, with 21 seconds to spare.
He's on fire.
On fire indeed. Fire. Leslie, Toby, valiant effort, but you've been caught. How do you feel?
So,
disappointed.
Yeah, disappointed, yeah. Well, he wasn't messing around this time.
He was not messing around. You're absolutely right. Leslie, Toby, thank you so much for playing. Unfortunately, we have to say cheerio to your £14,000. We'll take that out of the prize fund. For you, the chase is over. Chaser.
I jumped in two questions I definitely knew the answer to, the Strauss one and the Bartoldi one. I'm kicking myself. It's shocking. But well done, team. You played very, very well.
Well, that's it for today. Can anyone beat the chaser? Find out next time on The Chase. Goodbye.